Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A couple of different ways we could go here. We could address the elephant in the room and then get to all the tournament stuff and all the football stuff. Or we could circle back and do it later. I like to get elephants out of the room. I'm not one to deal with awkward, weird conversation. So I'll cut right to the chase. My last day at WFAN will be next Friday. And this is by my choice and my doing. I've had a hell of a run here. Hell of a run. I started here when I was, 23 years old? World was my oyster. Dream station, dream gig. Couldn't wait to get on the air. And didn't know what it would lead to. Didn't know what was going to happen next. To be here almost a decade, it's been an incredible run for me. So in many ways, I'm very grateful and appreciative of all of the people who have reached out to me over the last 24 hours or so. And I'm talking some heavy hitters. Not just my producer extraordinaire, Mike Fwegelman, who had to spend all weekend with me hooting and hollering and yelling and screaming about the fact that Syracuse is going to the Sweet 16. See, I had to break news over the weekend, and it ruins me coming on the air and pounding my chest. Don't worry, I'll do that in a little bit. But I've gotten to do things here that have allowed me to be in the position that I'm in today. I'm excited for the next chapter. I hope you guys and gals will all follow me when I can give you a little bit more details about what that next chapter is going to be. And look, I don't want to get all sappy and all choked up yet because I got 10 more shows to do, you know? We got to get through this week and we got to get through next week. But Friday at around 10:40, 10:45, is it possible we might have some waterworks? Yeah, I think it's pretty possible we might have some waterworks. I totally understand that. I totally know that. But the opportunity I have coming up is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be kick-ass. I hope all of you are going to be a part of it. This station will continue to do what it continues to do. And I'm very appreciative because a lot of people end up moving on to the next chapter of their career. And they don't get that chance to say goodbye in this form. They just don't. For me to have the opportunity over the next 2 weeks to talk tournament, to talk some baseball, to ramp it up as we get ready for opening day and still sign off the way I want to sign off means a lot to me. But my thanks to Chris Olivero, Mark Chernoff, and listen, all the people who have helped me along the way. I mean, listen. Talked with Joe B earlier today, by the way, which was the highlight of my day. And he, unfortunately, is going to have to play golf with me in 2 weeks. So from Joe B to Mike, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. hearing from folks who have had a profound impact on what I've done for the last decade. So now that we got that cat out of the bag, we can get down to business because I don't want to spend too much time on it. Tonight, you love that transition, by the way. So seamless. So perfect, right? They teach you that at Syracuse University. Actually, no. You got to kind of pick up that brilliance on your own. You got to do it on your own accord. But before we get to the tournament, in case you're wondering, yes, next Friday will be my last day at WFAN. And then I will be starting for my main man, the richest man in town, who is a great dude, by the way, in Bill Simmons. And we'll be rocking and rolling on the ringer the Monday of the National Championship. So that's the latest as far as I'm concerned. Now, the tournament. It was a great 3 days of the NCAA tournament. I got to be honest. Today was an absolute snooze fest. Nobody loves this event more than me. I think I probably talk about this event more than anybody else on the radio station. And that's fine. It's my baby. It's my bread and butter. I kind of own up to that. That's cool. These games today, listen, we killed it. From Oregon winning outright against Iowa, love that, to the Trojans taking care of business against the Kansas Jayhawks, what a route that was, loved it. Florida State, three of my final four picks still alive, thanks to the Seminoles, who whooped Colorado, who was the only Pac-12 team here in the second round to get knocked out. But no surprises, really, in the round of 32 from the Monday court of action, unless you want to tell me that Oregon is a surprise. Not really. If you watched Iowa all year, you know they don't play a lick of defense. So from that standpoint, I was not really surprised that they went and lost that game and lost that game going away. Oregon's a good tournament team. There are certain teams year after year that know how to rise to the occasion at this time. Oregon is one of those teams. My alma mater, Syracuse, is one of those teams. Certain teams have that within their DNA. Other teams, unfortunately, falter. It feels like year after year after year. When you put them in these brackets and you put them against different opponents and you got to play against different styles, teams don't know how to hang, they don't know how to handle it. You look at the board today. It was favorite city across the board, basically. Gonzaga won going away. UCLA won going away. Creighton won going away. Now, Michigan had a struggle a little bit with LSU. That was the only game we got wrong today. I liked LSU plus the points. I felt really good first half of the game when LSU was up. Michigan, to their credit, without Livers, came storming back and salvaged a little bit of pride for a Big Ten conference that got embarrassed in the first 2 days of this NCAA tournament. Because the fact that the Big Ten sent all these teams to the big dance and it would just get knocked off team after team after team after team. Needed somebody to carry the mantle. Michigan able to do that. Alabama looked good today in smoking Maryland. They play a pro-style offense. They get up and down the court. Fun style. But I guess my big takeaway from Monday's action was the Duck win over the Iowa Hawkeyes. And the fact that you're going to have two Pac-12 teams matching up in the Sweet 16 with USC taking on Oregon, more than likely, the winner will be taking on Gonzaga. And you look at the Sweet 16, folks, the two best teams all year in college basketball were who? They were Gonzaga and Baylor. They were the two best teams in the sport. They're the two best teams left playing when I see the field of 16. Gonzaga and Baylor are the two best teams. I will be shocked, shocked, if one of those two is not playing in 2 weekends. Not this coming weekend, the following weekend. If one of those two is not playing in the Final Four, I'm going to be stunned. Now, the other two brackets, they're completely up for grabs. Completely up for grabs. In the sense that Michigan, Florida State, that's anybody's game. Alabama and UCLA, with the way the Bruins are playing right now, is anybody's game. Now, you would think Alabama gets by. Florida State and Michigan is probably a toss-up game. I think Florida State prevails. I'll be rooting for Leonard Hamilton. I'd love to see him get to a Final Four. It's something he has not done in a terrific coaching career. And I think Florida State's really good. Got to find out a little bit more about Livers and whether or not he's going to play. That's a huge deal for Michigan. That's a game-changing type of update for Michigan. Now, Saturday, the region involving Loyola Chicago, Oregon State, Houston, and my alma mater, Syracuse, is insanity. It's insanity because Illinois was playing just as good as Gonzaga, and they were playing just as well. Good, well, take your pick. Doesn't really matter. They were playing like one of the big boys. They lost to Loyola Chicago in a game that was not fluky. Loyola Chicago whooped them for 40 minutes. Whooped them. Game was never in doubt. Then you have Oregon State, who got hot in the Pac-12 tournament, and unlike Georgetown, has carried that momentum all the way to the Sweet 16 and beating my Final Four pick in the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Why Oklahoma State didn't give the ball to Cade Cunningham over the final 4 minutes of the game? That's a $1 million question. That's something I'd like a little bit of info on. Unfortunately, I'm never going to get it. But that's a fun game between two teams nobody expected to see this deep into the dance. And then you get to Syracuse and Houston. That game is going to be very entertaining to watch. And I know from my local brethren, I was rooting like crazy for a Syracuse-Rutgers Sweet 16 game. Because I could have had some fun with Coach Peichel. I could have had some fun with Jerry Recco. I could have had some fun needling all the Rutgers fans throughout the course of the week. Selfishly, from my standpoint, I really wanted that game. Now, I could have looked like an ass if Rutgers won the game outright, and I'd have to hear it my final week at the station. That would not be ideal. But it would have been fun. It would have been a nice little subplot going into this Sweet 16. Unfortunately, Rutgers, over the final 5 minutes of the game, just decided to stop playing offense. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. That was hideous to watch. Hideous to watch. And it cost them a spot in the Sweet 16. Houston cannot shoot the basketball. Syracuse is live. Their defense, the best it's been all year. And right now, Buddy Boeheim, no nepotism, folks. He's got like that Jimmer, Steph Curry, Reggie Miller gene in him. Buddy Buckets, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.